Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Welcome to the show. I'm Terry Schreiner. A couple things I want to talk about today. Been looking over a lot of news lately, various things. Seems like so many things are coming in all directions. And you're like, which one do I want to talk about? I know the other night I was outside I was out in the garage making Oregon, and I could hear this buzz, you know, and it sounds like a plane, but not really a plane. It's like one of those drones. Like, that's a drone. That's not a plane. They're not that loud. They're not that annoying. A plane has an engine sound to it. It's not like a buzz. And so, interesting, I was reading this story put out by Naval Intelligence, and they were talking about Obama's little deep state group in D.C. and how they had a bust at a house, and this guy who has been making these drone bombs for them. Put the bombs on drones and go drop them places. And so, interesting correlation, because you know what's going to happen sooner or later. I mean, they're just not letting this Obama character die. They keep putting him as their face of resistance against Trump. And Obama's just a clone. You know, he's just a clone. And they keep pushing Michael out there playing Michelle. You just get tired of the whole thing. It's like, would they just shut up and go away? Can they just be on an island where there's a hurricane and get swept somewhere? And so they're still hashing it up with him because he's the face of the deep state, because they've lost Hillary and Bill. They can't even prop those two up hardly anymore and be alive. I guess one of the clones of Hillary's in Canada or something. And the Bill character, how many times can you replace him? He's just going to die. Hugh Hefner dying. And they want America to be sorry about that? I mean, he was a slime bag. He can go join the others in the belly of hell. I will miss the stupid red robe they always showed him having on, little Satan robe. I just got so sick of that guy. I mean, evil ends. That's the good thing. Because evil always has its ending. Righteousness lives on. And when you're evil, you're just an example of what not to be for everybody else. So they're still flaming the war flames for North Korea. I told you how important that is to this script, because they've got to get that peninsula blown up. And so now they're moving Russia in. Russia is moving in their troops and soldiers or somewhere over in North Carolina to combat the buildup of Americans in South Korea. Well, hello. Americans have always been in South Korea. So that's just a story to move Russia in to make it look like it's more of a to pad the story that North Korea is scary and there's going to be a war, because they want a war. They want a war. They've got to have it. It's on the script. And so they're going to push it. At the same time, they've let off on hurricanes for now. I told you they called a truce for the New York one last week. They would have had it hitting on the 20th, and they were gearing up Jose to start it, and then Irma to come up behind them and head north, and then pummel it from both directions, from the east and from the north. And that was put on hold. They've got both of them sitting out in the Atlantic stewing. Because eventually they're going to do it. Just because they called a truce for last week doesn't mean it's off. They're going to do it. They have over 70 movies from Hollywood depicting New York's destruction. And if you look at Deep Impact, Act 1998 and Day After Tomorrow 2004, New York was destroyed by a tsunami wave. What makes it interesting is they've now encoded it on the $10 and $100 bills. They encoded the Twin Towers being destroyed on our money. And there was Simpson episodes. And now there's Simpson episodes of waves and water, and they're encoding it on our money for the tsunami wave that will destroy New York. I guess if it's really going to happen, it's going to have a Simpsons episode. They've used the Simpsons as a platform for predictive programming of all their false flags. You can tell when it's something that's planned and controlled. And so I have a feeling, and I'll just throw this out there, that when they announce the currency changeover from the USD fiat to USN goldback is when New York will get sacked. Or maybe if they pin a day, the day before that announcement is going to officially come out, they'll sack New York. It's a desperation attempt move, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to sack New York. So one of the things that I was noticing is that every false flag, every major event is assigned a number. This New York tsunami that so many people have seen in visions, I've seen it, other people have seen it, has been given the number of 10-4. And so you'll notice with every false flag event, there's a number attached to it. You'll start seeing encoded messages in the news stories and the official numbers put out, and they'll always concentrate on a specific number. I'm not a numerologist. In fact, I hate this whole number thing, because I think that you can torture these numbers long enough any way you want to make them say anything you want. And so I just don't get into this whole gematria thing like they do, because it drives me nuts. Okay, Luke, the Antichrist is 33. Yeah, but if you take a the and just Antichrist is something else, and which one are you going to use, the Hebrew version, the English version, the other version? It drives me nuts. It just drives me nuts. You can play with one letter and with one word, and it changes the entire number system. Now, I know there's credence to this. The diehards don't need to rag me on it. I just don't prefer it. I personally don't like the numerology stuff. And Bible codes is not numerology like that. It's totally different. And I can't wrap my brain around numbers. I'm not a math person, and so I don't like numbers. And so another reason I don't get into numerology. And so, but that's one thing I've noticed, is that every event has a number associated with it. And this way, for predictive programming purposes, they draw energy to a number. They're drawing energy. They'll use The Simpsons. They'll use TV shows. They'll use movies. They'll use music. They'll drop it everywhere, in road signs, whatever, advertising. They'll start dropping this certain number and variations of this number in a lot of things to draw energy to that event. You know, they start fanning the flames, and like they did with September 23rd, you know, they were fanning the flames with that all year. In fact, there was this one guy's video I stumbled on the other day who had also was warning about a tsunami in New York. I'd never even seen this guy's info before. And he was predicting, and this is back in February and January, he has videos out on a tsunami hitting New York. And he was predicting September 23rd. I was like, well, I was saying 20th, so it wasn't that far different. Other people are saying Tishri 10, which in the Jewish calendar, Tishri is our month of October. Except their month has already started, and tomorrow is actually Tishri 10. For other people who have all these prophecies of things happening on Tishri 10, well, Tishri 10 is tomorrow, September 30th. And so You can see how trying to follow dates and numbers and calendars gets crazy. But that's all we've got, you know. That's what we have to go by. I go by signs, you know. Just look for signs. And then prepare. So that's one thing they do to raise energy for false flags is drop put a particular number on each event. If you start seeing a lot of 10-4, 1-0-0-4s, 4-1-0s, 4-10s backwards, they're referring to the tsunami of New York. Because that's the number, 10-4. So, yeah, I know I'm a genius. I just figured that out this morning, how everything correlates. I like correlations. I just like looking for correlations and how things are patterned. Differently so much than all the number stuff. I leave that to everybody else. As far as the economy goes, well, that'll tank as soon as they change the currency over. And they were supposed to do that. They're still waiting for us to leave. They're still waiting for the elect to leave. They do not want to do a thing until the elect are gone. And so they keep delaying their own plans. And that's why we're in obvious delays. They went ahead with the hurricanes to build up energy for the 23rd. They thought for sure we'd be gone by then. They're fanning the flames for Monday for the currency change, which means they're pretty sure we're going to be gone this weekend. But see, I've been going through this since 2012. Whenever they thought I was going to be dead or gone, they would start fanning the flames for their currency revaluation. And then when I was still alive or still here, they would delay it. It's just this huge correlation. It's crazy. But if you understood the war between me and Lucifer on this earth, you would understand everything in the background and why this is going on. And I've detailed it in my book, Interview with the Devil. Someday people will understand. But until then, they're just going to be mockers and haters, and I don't even deal with it. And so there's only a handful of people I can even deal with, and that's my own warriors, Oregon warriors, because they're people who put their faith with their actions. They help me tear down Lucifer's strongholds on this earth. Look at the little meteors crashing in the skies. Yeah, over 18,000. Found out something interesting. Somebody made a comment this morning that, because I had been wondering, what is the thing with the water disappearing off the coastlines? I'm not a scientist, but I think it's really funny and odd that, okay, they're in the hurricanes. You've seen it, all the water being pulled off the coastline down in Bermuda about a mile back, and it was gone for about a week. Same thing happened in Tampa. All the water was pulled off the coast. And then it came back about a week later. Well, it just happened again down in Bermuda. And there's no hurricane going on down there. They weren't affected by the one that hit Puerto Rico. And all their water just disappeared again. And so, interesting correlation is that the Earth's magnetic field is tied in with the tide, the ocean tide. When we have a strong tide, Earth tide, ocean tide, then it makes the magnetic field that surrounds the Earth stronger. And so, interesting that maybe they have figured out that if they pull the tide away from somewhere, they can create a portal to come into Earth. Because remember I told you, they can't just fly down. This isn't an airport. Earth is not an airport to them. They just cannot fly down anywhere on Earth they want to and land from space. They have to get to Earth, into our dimension, by portals. And so they have to open them or take control over one that was open and blocked. Because you know, there's always, these are called gateways, and there's always fights between angels and these demonic beings via these gateways. Gatekeepers are angels who fight to protect and keep the gates closed and guarded. That's where that whole term gatekeeper and watchman comes in, because it's actually a job and rank of angels that are gatekeepers and watchmen. They watch the gates, because also there are gates around heaven, pretty much this same analogy. There's gates. And so maybe they figure it out, lessening the tide on Earth. They can sneak in a portal and get in. Because we know Nibiru systems coming in. You've seen all the different little colored planets that's with this system. There's a pink one. I don't know the technical names of them. I think that's Helion. There's a pink one and a aqua colored one. There's a purple one. There's different. There's like a 7 different planets with Nibiru. There's Nemesis, and then there's Nibiru, which is, Nibiru has the plasma wings on it. And Nibiru and Nemesis are 2 different objects. I always thought they're just referring to the same object with different names, but they're actually 2 different objects. Nibiru is the dragon. Nibiru is the red dragon. That's how you can know Nibiru. It has the plasma wings on it. And so all this is coming towards Earth, and I've done shows on the effects that Nibiru is going to cause. And if you look at the trumpet judgments in the Book of Revelation, a lot of those judgments are actually effects that Nibiru will cause when it's here. It's pretty interesting. So we have that going on in the sky. Find it interesting. Some people are, you know, they look at the second sun, what we call Enoch's planet, and they'll call it a rogue planet. Like, oh, look, there's a second sun in the sky, or there's a rogue planet. Look, there it is. We've been yelling about this planet for years. We call it the second sun. It's Enoch's planet. It's a planet Enoch described. It's described in the Book of Enoch. Because Enoch described a planet where God was creating a place for the patriarchs on Earth to go to when they died. The church refers to that as heaven. And it was in the north and the west, and Enoch describes it, and it follows the sun. And we call it the second sun, or EP, because if we read out and said, hey, there's heaven, people would think you're nuts. You can't give people truths. They don't want to know them. They want to imagine things and what they've already pre-imagined things how to be. They don't want their boxes rattled. But yeah, it's always here. You know, and people say, oh, it's Venus. It's not Venus. Venus isn't half as bright as EP is. Venus and EP were together the other morning, and Venus was so faint you could barely see it. And that's after all the chemtrailing. Because they try to hide EP. They try to hide the second sun. So every east, they start about 5 in the morning with the chemtrailing. And then at night, have you noticed that they always focused on the southeast? They always focused on chemtrailing the southeast. Well, they blacken the skies here. I never see anything here. After sunset, you see all this harp and the chemtrails. They have those weird-looking harp clouds here all the time. But these are just some things to look for. Let's see. Next week is the Feast of Tabernacles, October 5th. Starts at actually sunset October 4th. It's actually one of these. There's 2 feasts that actually start at sunset, Passover being one of them, because you have that Passover meal the night before Passover actually begins the feast. And so this is another one. for next week. But September 30th, which is tomorrow, is the Day of Atonement. And the Day of Atonement is the Jewish New Year. Now, they have two different calendars. They have the civil calendar and the religious calendar. And the religious calendar starts at Passover. The civil calendar starts tomorrow. So, Day of Atonement is their New Year's. So, you can go to my website, backtoyahweh.com, yahuwah.com, and how to celebrate Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a day of remembrance and reflection. It is a Sabbath, and it's also a feast day, so you spend the day reflecting on all the things you did the previous year and how you can make those things better for the next year. We all have personality traits, personality flaws that we can improve on. You can reflect on things you didn't do so well. Try not to do those things this year. It's a kind of like, we call it New Year's resolutions, where you make resolutions for the coming year, and you pretty much think of it the same way, except not as frivolous. You know, most Americans, if you asked them what their New Year's resolution was going to be, 95% would probably say to lose weight or get in shape. You know, you have a more of a spiritual focus, the way it's supposed to be, where you reflect on your relationship with the Father and how you can make that better. You can turn things around. It's a new day. It's a new year. And try to make your relationship with the Father much better and get closer to Him. And that should be your focus on the day of reflection. That is basically what Day of Atonement Day of Atonement is. And so, reflect on yourself, reflect on the Father, and how you can be a better person for the next year. And so, Day of Atonement is tomorrow. And so, the new year on the Jewish calendar. And then next week is Feast of Ingathering. And those are the last two festivals appointed to Israel to follow for the year. And you can throw in Hanukkah in December. I threw it in for a while, and then I just threw it out. I'm just sick of December. It's not an appointed feast by the Lord. It was just something that the tradition that they picked up and started to do. And so I don't do it. And so anyway, I will be back on Monday night. The show's already over. It went quick. Till Monday, everybody. Have a good weekend. Yah bless.